You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It is SME of the Week time, the part of the show where we get to spotlight small businesses and showcase those businesses to you, our SAFM audience. This week's small business, in keeping with our theme of Women's Month, is a business taking women to new heights, almost quite literally. The business is called Neo Heights Aviation Group, and I'm joined on the line by the company's founder and chief executive officer, Neo Makgale, to take a look at her business, get a sense of what it is that they do. Neo, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Neo Heights Aviation Group. How did this business come about?
Amazing. Thank you very much, Jimmy. And thank you for having me. It has been a long journey. It has not been easy. Basically, Neo Heights Aviation is an aviation solutions company where we have your Fly Near Voyager Club. We have your Fly Near, which is an airline. We have the Fly Near Academy and also the Neo Heights Foundation. So that's what we do, basically.
Now, how did you build this business? What was the vision here behind having not just the training side of it, but the airline aspect of it and the personalized charter services? How did this whole business come together?
Okay, it started about 15 years back. I was working for two airlines before this, and the second airline internationally, while traveling around the world, I realized the gap in the market, in the aviation sector. And I thought, why not go back home to South Africa and do this and also just impart and also draw a picture of what I've seen around the world? So coming back to South Africa from Doha, I then did my research as to how do I then get into the system. And that's how it came about.
Now, how do your services work? Because I imagine as a private operator in a highly competitive aviation sector, there isn't a lot that you are able to do, perhaps, that some of the other more commercial services are able to provide. But it also means that your services are more unique. Take us through how you're able to then position your business to be competitive in South Africa's aviation market.
Okay, Jimmy, what I would say is we don't only focus on the airline itself, but everything around it. I'd say the lifestyle around it. What we did is come up with ways to make it easier, to make flying affordable, to just show that the aviation, or rather the flying experience, is not only for the elite or people who are rich, as we would say, but we came up with ways where everybody in every level of life will be able to afford it, to afford the lifestyle. We have packages where anybody really, like you, a couple who wants just to go for a weekend away, to a group of people who just want to travel overseas, can be accommodated. So that's what we have done, just to make it easier and to make it affordable.
Now, what's been the biggest challenge building a business in the aviation industry for you? You mentioned that you came back to South Africa with international experience under your belt, but I can imagine starting a business like this in the South African market, especially after the amount of other commercial airlines we've seen that have struggled in this market. What's been the biggest challenge for you, and how have you been able to get your business over that?
Right, you know, aviation is still a very male-dominated and capital-intensive industry. And again, as a woman-led, we face challenges around access to funding, perception of capability, and the need to constantly prove yourself in rooms where people may not expect to see a woman to be leading an airline project. So really, it has just been that. And also, people don't watch to see what you do. They don't just watch to see if you succeed, but also to see whether a Black woman can lead in the space. It is very, very heavy, but it fuels me as a woman, because I never wanted to give up, and I don't think I'll ever will.
No, what does not giving up look like for your business today and going forward? You've built out the airline aspect of the business. You've built out all the other divisions within the group that we touched on earlier. How do you now grow your business, and what does that growth look like in terms of the vision you've always had for this business?
Ultimately, success for me looks like passengers and members saying, I belong here. And also young women looking at this, what I do, and seeing that there is space for them to lead as well. So for me, not giving up means that I have a lot of people looking up to me. And the day I decide to give up, it means the whole lot of people will be let down. So I keep myself motivated. I keep myself around people who motivate me as well. And you know what, 15 years down the line, I'm still here and I'm still pushing.
Now, we're in the midst of Women's Month, and you touched on the fact that you want your business to continue to inspire the younger women out there. And I want to get your thoughts on perhaps how it is that women in South Africa in particular could be confronting the business challenges that they might be seeing, or the opportunities that they might be seeing in South Africa, how it is that they should be approaching those, understanding that some of them might face the very same challenges that you faced when you built your business.
Yes, and again, happy Women's Day to every woman out there. And it's just so amazing to for this question, because also on the 9th of August was my birthday. So it fuels me even more. And I want women to not ever wait for the right time, because the time is right now. And they must start with what they know. And they must surround themselves with the right people. As I said before, that's what I do. And most importantly, they must be patient with the long game, because aviation is not a quick win as well. So they should just stay focused. And I always say that if you have a goal, then you've got something to work towards. Whereas if you do not, you'll just be all over the show, not being able to do anything. So you must have that goal and believe that it is reachable.
Now, before I let you go, where do South Africans get hold of you and your business? Those that are looking to try out the services of Neo Heights Aviation Group, how do they reach you? Where can they follow you? How do they engage with your business?
Okay, amazing. South Africa can write us an email, reach us on our website, which is www.flynear.com. That's where they can find us. And also on social media, we Fly Near Voyager Club. Yes, correct. Fly Near Voyager Clubs, that's where they will get hold of us.
If you're looking for bespoke aviation services and you're looking to support a female-led business that was built over time with a lot of effort and heart, reach out to the team at Neo Heights Aviation Group. They would certainly be looking forward to assist you with your aviation travels. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Founder and CEO Neo Makgale joining us to take a look at her small business. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're running a business, you know the sound. That's growth. Another customer. Money in the bank. Why should your business slow down for your bank? With Capitec Business, it doesn't. You get lower fees, faster credit approvals, and bankers who know your business. Now that's progress. Bank on better with Capitec Business Banking. Capitec is an authorized credit provider. FSP 46669. Initiation, service fees, and conditions apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.